A ministry marks the death of a former Russian president. Turkish Bible killings hit close to home for Sat7, and the Godman film is a hit with kids in Ukraine. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Former Russian President Boris Yeltsin, who played a key role in the collapse of the Soviet Union and introduced free market democracy in Russia, died Monday, aged 76, from a heart attack. Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says since he left office in 1999, it seems that much of his legacy was being undone.
Russia was imposing more restrictions on the churches, cracking down on media freedom and any political dissonance. And typically, the churches that we serve don't get involved in politics. They try to avoid that and strictly focus on preaching the gospel. And I think that attitude has probably helped preserve a lot of the freedom that they still retain.
Evangelical churches haven't had a lot of difficulty except in isolated areas. But with Yeltsin's influence fading, Griffith says there's some question as to how long the current government will be friendly to ministries.
Will that change in the future? Who knows? We're hoping and praying that it doesn't happen. But I believe the churches are taking stock of that and trying to determine, you know, what approach they will have in case crackdowns and further restrictions do impose difficulties within the ministry.
Elsewhere, five men are in custody for the grisly murders of three workers at a Christian publishing house in Turkey. Sat7's David Harder says the case hit close to home.
One of the men played the role of Jesus Christ in a theater production that Turk7 broadcast over the Easter holidays. So here is a man who was playing the ultimate sacrifice, who himself was called upon to give his own life and become a martyr because he loved Jesus.
Harder says there's concern that persecution could be worsening. Yet, there's an upside. He goes on to say that one of the widows appeared on national Turkish television and publicly forgave her husband's killers. Her faith in action is likely to prompt many questions.
People do question and wonder about what Christians really believe. Is it just a cultural thing, or is it something that really does change their lives? And from the broadcast of the widow who was able to forgive these attackers, that alone is a testimony, and that's something that the Lord can use for people who have questions.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The Godman film is captivating the hearts and minds of children in Ukraine. When a train arrived in the middle of a showing to take families home, children pleaded with their parents to stay until the end. Book of Hope reported that a mother tugging her daughter along asked her why she would want to watch the film when she could see cartoons at home. However, the girl still wanted to stay and finish the film. Pray that God will continue to use this film and its message to draw children from all over the world to himself. Next, more and more youth are taking a one-mile hike to attend Bible classes at Oasis Institute in Ghana. The class started in January with six students and has ballooned to 70 every Saturday morning. The long walk means some students arrive up to an hour late, but Ambrose Brennan of Oasis says the kids are helping the ministry by inviting friends and family.
And that's great for us because we feel the more we can impart the Word of God into the young students, the greater chance they're going to have to succeed in life and to do well in their communities and be a part of advancing the kingdom of God, because we believe they are the church of the future.
Older students are getting involved by teaching lessons and leading worship. The ministry could be expanded with accessible transportation.
We're just thinking if we had a van or a small bus where we could offer transportation, then we could start the classes on time, finish on, and then maybe make it available to even more students.
Pray that doors would open to make this possible. And Grace Ministries International is celebrating a partner's growth in Malawi. The Grace Church has just been given a new 20-acre plot of land for a primary school in Sanga Bay on the coast of Lake Malawi. Please pray as they use the 40,000 bricks and various donations to build the school before the end of the year. GMI began their work in Malawi in 2000. Since then, aside from the educational aspect, numerous churches have been planted, in addition to establishing 32 future church plants. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The Mission Network News daily email updates are available absolutely free. It features links and pictures to expanded Mission News coverage, helping you be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.